Greetings and welcome to FreedomBookClub.com's video announcement for September 2012. My name is Ferb and I'm the managing editor of FreedomBookClub.com. And so we had a lot of participants this month and they have chosen. Let's show you what the results are. First place is Escape from Terra, Volume 2, by Sandy Sanford, Scott Beezer, and Lee Oakes. I just happen to have a copy right here. Which is available for sale through Amazon.com. I've listed the book. In an effort to gain more publicity. So, it looks interesting. Let me show you what the inside looks like. Some really great illustrations. And let's go back to my screenshot here. There's a lot of participants from fans of Scott Beezer, Sandy Sanford, and Lee Oakes. They garnered 319.6 shares of the vote, which is 86%. I think that's the highest overall take of the pie by any individual. That's just astounding. There were 319 shares. I can't remember how many votes were cast, but that's quite a bit. Second place is Slow Burning Fuse by John Coyle, garnering 13.5% or 50 shares of the 50 shares cast in the voting. Then came Machinery of Freedom by David Friedman, garnering one share, and None of the Above, also garnering one share, which left one book out, but I forget what it was. That's okay. Anyway, so that's what that's all about, and so we have four finalists this month, and I'm still kind of in between computers. Oh, I wanted to mention, we were listening to Stanley Clarke's album East River Drive, which is fantastic. Stanley Clarke is a bassist. He played with, you know, Jan Hammer Group and Jeff Beck and a whole bunch of other people. So pick that up. I'll put a link to it in the video description so you can check that out. All right, I'm going to take the camera away and look at my other computer, which is, you know, we're slowly fading it out. So you can see what we're doing here. We have four finalists. Finalist A is Operation 911 by Ahmed Al-Fiqi. Operation 911, on this is from freepatriotpress.com or FPP.cc. Operation 911 spans the months leading up to the attacks on September 11th, 2001, until the 2003 invasion of Iraq, and follows the lives of college students Max and Omar, their professors and his family, the Iraqi family of Sohaib, Somaya, and Aisha, and Amar, as well as those who planned and carried out the attacks on that Tuesday in September 2001. Finalist B is Organized Crime by, Organized Crime, The Unvarnished Truth About Government by Thomas J. DiLorenzo. And I believe this is the shortest title ever by Thomas J. DiLorenzo. So I'll read a little bit of a review by Carl Bitzer. Organized Crime has 52 chapters, 4 pages in length on average. Each chapter addresses some issue of the ruling class, the government, and its cheerleaders in academia, the press, versus the servant class, everyone else. The short chapters covering one topic after another make for easy reading. The book is peppered with fascinating but little-known facts. The following quote from the book, for example, RCA was prohibited by antitrust regulators from charging royalties to American licensees, so the company licensed its products to Japanese companies instead. This led to the overwhelming dominance of the Japanese electronics industry in the American marketplace. Not wishing to give too much away, I nevertheless can't resist including the following statement by Hermann Göring, which is quoted in this book. Your America is doing many things in the economic field which we found out caused us so much trouble. You are trying to control people's wages and prices, people's work. If you do that, you must control people's lives, and no country can do that part way. I tried it, and it failed. Nor can any country do it all the way, either. I tried that, too, and it failed. You are no better planners than we. I should think your economists would read what happens here. So, that's finalist B. Finalist D is The Public Domain and Closing the Commons of the Mind by James Boyle. And I'll read you the abstract, which is found at the Social Science Research Network, which is at ssrn.com. And this is by Julie D. Cromer Young of the Thomas Jefferson School of Law. Okay, in the age of the internet, what are lawmakers doing to protect the public from copyright? This is the central question Boyle considers as he explores the history, application, and future of intellectual property laws to works of authorship using contemporary technologies. On one hand, Boyle draws lessons from history, adroitly explaining the positions of legal theorists such as Thomas Babington Macaulay and Thomas Jefferson toward the possibilities and limitations of intellectual property. On the other hand, Boyle draws distinctions from pre-internet thought, noting the transformations of traditional intellectual property that the age of instantaneous publication and distribution requires. The theme unifying the two is clear. In our history of expanding intellectual property rights, legislators have consistently neglected to preserve the public domain as an important natural resource. Boyle posits that this moment in time for intellectual property law and policy is at the same point that the environmental law movement occupied in the 1950s. He calls for a, quote, cultural environmental movement, allowing us to see and preserve the public domain as a national resource just as important as clean air and water. And while tempering his criticism with optimism, Boyle leaves us with a warning of his own. Good intellectual property policy will not save our culture, but bad public policy may lock up our cultural heritage unnecessarily. Okay, now to finalist D. This is Doll Parts by Wayne Simmons. Wayne Simmons his book, which this is a sequel to, which is called Drop Dead Gorgeous, was selected back in 2009 as Book of the Month. So I'm going to read a little bit of this review, which is found on The Black Abyss, which you can find at blackabyss.co.uk. Doll Parts picks up right where Wayne Simmons' previous novel, Drop Dead Gorgeous, left off, and it's one hell of a frenetic ride. Drop Dead Gorgeous followed the survivors of an event, the Great Whatever, in Belfast. We don't actually find out if this is a worldwide apocalypse, but it seems likely. The, quote, event, end quote, saw 98% of the Belfast population drop dead and followed a few survivors as they made their way through the post-apocalyptic landscape. Unfortunately, some of the dead have come alive again, that some being beautiful women. Yes, folks, this is a sexy zombie novel. Doll Parts follows the survivors of the previous book as they once again try to outwit the zombie hordes. It's full-on action right from one page, from page one, as the ragged band of refugees seek out other survivors and head for the possible safety of the airport. So, Those are our four finalists. I'm going to show you better pictures of that right now, of our four finalists. Alrighty. So the four finalists look like this. Oh, and in regards to finalist B, Thomas J. DiLorenzo's was the winner of last year's Book of the Year award, right here. So you can check out my review of that book by clicking on this picture of the award, which I also have right over here. All right, so let's go back to the screen. We're going to show you pictures of the books. Okay, this is finalist A, Operation 9/11 by Ahmed Al-Fiqi. I'm not sure whether this is fiction or biographical, but we're going to go with it. We're just going to put it in finalist A's slot. Doesn't really matter, but I think it might be biographical. So, and finalist B over here is Organized Crime, The Unvarnished Truth About Government by Thomas J. DiLorenzo. Finalist C, The Public Domain, Enclosing the Commons of the Mind by James Doyle. And finalist D, Doll Parts by Wayne Simmons. So, last month's book, Down With Power by L. Neal Smith, that I'm almost done with right here. We are looking for feedback on that book so that we can tell which book should be Book of the Year. So if you go to our past selections page, which looks like this, scroll down, you see this book there, you click there, and then go here to the book page for Down With Power, and you take this little survey here, and then you click done, and then you help decide which book will be the literary award winner for 2012. So that's what that's all about. I'd like to remind you, I wanted to say one thing. We've surpassed 1,000 videos viewed on YouTube.com, which is fantastic. And we had visits from 23 different countries across the world to our website in the past month. So thank you for everybody who visited. And don't forget to purchase Escape from Terra by Scott Beeser, Sandy Sanford, and Lee Oakes. One thing, Scott Beeser's wife has lung cancer, and so for every book ordered through our Amazon subscription link, I will donate $1 to EJ's medical fund. So that's going to come out of my own pocket. But I thank you so much for being part of this. It's really gratifying. We had so many visitors this month to our website. I'm grateful for everybody's participation. Thanks so much for joining us. Be seeing you.